Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
Let's talk. Talk.
John Brown.
Now, normally, I will have one of the team at Spence Clark in to talk about the latest, the labyrinthine rules of the Spanish tax system. However, today, well, they're bringing on the big hitters because I've got not one, but two of the experts in Spence Clark. I got Miguel Angel and Claudia. Good morning to you. We'll start. Good morning, Claudia.
Good morning.
And may I say how was Tarifa over the summer?
It was brilliant. It was, the nature, the sea, you know, Tarifa. Every day changes because depending if the wind is from Levante on Poniente, the sea is different.
That's the left or the right. Come on, what's Levante?
Exactly.
I can never forget. I can never remember. Levante is coming from the east.
Exactly.
From the Levant. Yeah, okay.
And then you've got the day where there's wind, you've got people surfing, doing windsurf, kitesurf, windfoil. When there's no wind, you have normal people like myself there reading a book. And so every day is different. That's the beauty of it.
You see, the thing with Tarifa, if it's windy, I don't know why people go and have lifting like that. Because if you're in Bologna and the sand is blowing towards you off that huge dune, it saves you a fortune because your skin will naturally go back. Now, somebody who's looking refreshed and ready. Miguel Angel, how are you?
Very well, thank you. It's been a great summer.
Yeah. You're looking ridiculously healthy. And I couldn't make the celebration, but I had the bosses in. So, no, put the whip down, please. Yeah, later. I had them in talking about the really interesting history of Spence Clark and when Alistair was explaining when he first arrived and he used to have to put the updates literally in the book, in a huge folder in a folio every time that something new came from Hacienda. By post, how times have changed.
So
we have been part of that.
Yeah,
I mean, I remember. I mean, when Alistair came to Spain in 1985, or maybe
we call it Jurassic Marbella. You know,
absolutely, absolutely. I was born in Marbella, so yeah. I can tell you how Marbella has grown up from a very local place of fishermen. To the extent of the city that we
I like the old bus station. That was my favorite place.
Things have improved logically and thankfully. We will never forget, and Alistair will have told you many times that in the 80s, in the 90s, you did the bookkeeping, handwriting, in a books. The books, you had to bring them to the mercantile registry to deal with everything. That was truly amazing. All the tax declarations were done manually.
Yeah.
And as you said before, if you were late because after 2 o'clock the tax office was closed, you have to go to the post office and send it by letter, by ordinary post, or no, certified post.
You
to keep a record that it was sent.
You can't imagine the queues there was at the deadline, because at the beginning all the payments had to be at the tax office. Then physically you would take your declarations that then they turned it to the bank, so the banks had the big queues. Now everything is done electronic.
And the other thing that but there were so many banks in the 80s when I arrived. I mean, my first Spanish bank account was a Banco de Jerez.
Exactly.
Yes. Every province had its own bank.
Yeah.
It was called Cajas.
Yeah.
Cajas de Ahorros.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had a bank called Banco del Comercio. It was.
I remember that.
It
yeah.
was absorbed by BBVA.
BBC. Yeah.
Banco del Comercio. I just remembered when you said.
Yeah.
Yes,
and you remember when we were juniors, our most ideal moment was on the 30th of July when we all had to go to the mercantile registry with the statutory books and annual accounts in paper physically.
Like
if we had 200 clients, we were bringing 200 books there, and the queues were enormous. You arrived there at 8 o'clock, you left at 7 o'clock.
It was
but
great
you could
fun.
See so many people
it
there.
It was great
fun
because you would see all your mates from university there.
Here's the thing though, okay, because now we talk about Hacienda, you know, and I always make this joke about if you were lost in the mountains, just do something wrong for the tax, and the tax office will find you in 15 seconds. But you, when you went to, so you both graduated from university, when did you start working with Spence Clark? What, 90 something?
In my case, I studied here in Malaga, the same as Miguel Angel, and it was my second job. Because immediately because of the languages, I also speak some French, I got a job at one of those exchange...
Lieu de change.
One of those. But I was actually being paid more than when I started at Spence Clark. But
I do hope they're not listening, by the way.
But I knew that in these sort of banks you could get to up to a point, and I wanted to study in work in an actual tax advisor. So I got my interview in Spence Clark like 3 months later. So you can really say it was my first job. And Sue interviewed me, and I remember thinking to myself, I really want to work here. I hope I get that job.
Really? Yeah.
I hope I get this job. That's what I thought when I got out. So you can really say it was like my first job after university, because the other was 3 months, you know, in the summer, and then I've been there 27 years.
So. Oh, what about yourself? 27. You were a child, darling. You're a child. and you so you studied at Malaga as well, and you studied
absolutely amazing. It's more or less the same as Claudia. I have been here for 23 years since May 2002. It's almost alive. It is donkey's years, as the expression we like using. No? And it's all about the same. I mean, I had already previously had a job in a legal firm in Marbella. Then I moved to Soto Grande for a couple of years. And then I was recruited by Spence Clark. I had the interview with Sue and Alistair. Mm. And from the first moment, I had the feeling that that was my home.
Yeah.
During the interview, I was made feel so confident that just after the meeting, I said to them, can you please have a look at my new home, to my new office? I mean, they showed me all the areas downstairs, upstairs. And then when they called me to start on the 1st of May, I said, fantastic. Thank you very much. And it's a fantastic environment because it is constant learning. You are growing every day, even today. You are always doing things different. You are doing more things. You are trying to expand the knowledge, thinking outside the box, all very global. And this is something very richful.
Here's the thing that strikes me. We'll go back to about the family environment. Something I just had a thought, which is very rare for me. And it's really interesting that you guys have got, you know, jobs in, you know, in a bureau de change, and you know, working sort of around it. You know, my first job was, you know, public relations for Ipanema Palace. So that, you know, a nightclub in, a true story, a nightclub when I was 17. So that just shows the different career paths that we took. But when you studied, you know, when you were studying, and when you were going to the offices, you know, with the folio, that's like that. I mean, the way that, and I mean, people say, oh, Spain has changed. And now we take it kind of for granted because, you know, we all have mobiles and we're all online and everybody's got an app and everything. But, you know, I remember, you know, everybody waiting for a phone line, you know, in Marbella. But also the way that the bureaucracy, I mean, we still have funcionarios. We will always have funcionarios. But the way that has changed, even when you go to the town hall now, it is organized. Whereas before, you would go and you would sit in an office and that was the day. I mean, that was, and the way that Spain has, in a way that perhaps you got, you know, we couldn't have imagined because we thought it will always be like this because it is Spain and it is Andalusia and Men of Man, it's Marbella. So this is always going to be like this. It's quite incredible, isn't it, the way it's changed?
Incredibly, yes. It's it has and it hasn't, because still when you purchase a property, what do you sign? A deed that has still 100 pages, yeah? It still has to go and be registered, signed in front of a notary. It has to go to the property registry. I know that in other countries it's simpler. So some things remain, but it is true that we are paperless. We don't use that paper. I remember before having to look through all the files, every time a client came for a meeting, I would have to look at the file, physical file, and look at the emails to see what, because we used to print everything, yeah. And we had it on file, and this client has this. Oh, now I know this client, and I would go to a meeting. Now everything is on the computer, you know. Everything is saved in the computer, so it's much easier. I can have a telephone conversation, a video conversation from home. I don't physically need to have the tax file anymore and find what he has submitted. So those things that has advanced and makes our life very, very flexible. Work can be carried out from any part of the world. I see that is better. You don't need an office. You don't need to come. And in Spence Clark, for example, we've got more staff now than actual desks. We've got a sort of a program that our staff log into.
That's the way you make sure they turn up early. If you're not in by 8 o'clock, you don't get a day. I can see, like, Sue loving
that. No, but it's great because... It's great because even working at home, teletrabajo, we implemented that basically in 2000. And, correct me if I'm wrong. In 2006, when your daughter was born.
Wow!
So that was unusual that a legal firm or any company in general provided or facilitated the life to conciliate personal with work, things like that. I mean, then COVID-19 showed us that working at home was efficient, you did not lose communication, interaction with the staff, and that is amazing. It is because we have always been trying to not be behind the wave. Yeah. We want to improve our systems, the way we work in advance, in anticipation of problems, issues, or even changes in law.
What he's mentioned is very important to me because I decided to be a single mom, and without the support of Spence Clark, it would have not been possible.
Yeah,
I was surprised Miguel Angel remember the date. 2006 is when my daughter was born. I decided to be a single mom because I knew I had this support from Spence Clark, and I was already working from home then, flexible time. And this is what we are trying to continue in Spence Clark. It's very important. They always have this family spirit already in the firm, and it makes your life so wonderful.
I was going to say that because this is when you said, you know, you were working from home 20 years ago. And if you know how some people approach their jobs, they're like I'm not saying if any functionaries are listening, anybody from Hacienda, you would do fantastic work. But people, you know, people go in and they wait and they look at this. So if people were working from home and they didn't feel that this was their home, they didn't feel that this was their family, they'd be like, okay, well, I'm not good. You know, I'll do this, but I'm on Facebook and I'm doing, you know, Angry Birds or whatever the hell they play. You know, whatever. You see what I'm saying? It's a trust, and it's too, because they, you know, and I've known Alistair and Sue for a very long time. They've been friends of the family since for 30, yeah. 40 years. And they're, the, you know, they're lovely people. And you get that feeling because it's always, yes, it's lovely and it's, you know, hey, let's all have a group hug. But at the same time, you know, I can send my, you know, I sent a friend of mine moved over. I gave him to Spence Clark. He wanted to be a digital nomad. They said, well, maybe you'd be better doing this because that was the buzzword. And when we broke down all the segments, you know, you guys found a different way for him. So it's still a lovely family company, but straight on the edge, ahead of the wave when it comes to the actual advice.
Yeah.
Exactly. Both Alistair and Sue are always ahead of what is coming. The digital certificates and
the nomads
and we already are on top and ahead of that, and Alistair saw it coming many years before now. We've always been a firm ahead of the time.
Yeah, absolutely. There's still one thing that we still cannot beat the system, which is the so-called company incorporations. I mean, I always say that in the UK, you still can set up a company online in 24 hours with a laptop, credit card, then bang, you have it. Not yet in Spain. You still have to wait bloody 5 to 6 weeks from the moment that you start until it's inscribed.
If you think how it used to be, though, if you think now, you know, I mean, again, you know, 40 years ago, or, you know, in the 80s and the 90s.
20 years ago, we had to go to the notary. Well, we had to apply for the company name, receive it by courier or by post. Then you had to go to the notary, and then you had to bring the notary constitution deed physically by car to the mercantile registry. If we are in Malaga or Marbella, it's more or less close enough, but if you live in Ronda, if you live in Manila, two hours by car, going there, getting back. So everything was impossible. If there were any defects, you have to pick up the original deed, get back to the notary, rectify it, send it back to the registry. Thankfully, everything now is done electronically, but it's still taking its time to get this sorted out.
For example, another thing that we're now buying a new system for the commercial department, especially.
Okay.
And because as we're talking about all these digital nomads and all that, we thought that we needed to change our system. So we have a basic one that all the tax advisors have, but now we're going to buy a more advanced one, more international one, that so Nomad, if they want to do their own bookkeeping, they will be able to do it through their app, through their computer. They can do their bookkeeping. We can review it, and it will be all at the same time. This is something we're seeing. The world is happening, and we are adapting to it already. We will have this from early January. So you people there who are listening, if you are, we are going to have this program which will make their fees much cheaper, because we will not oblige them us to do their bookkeeping. So we're already heading in advance as well.
Save them time, because they will not have to make bookkeeping entries themselves. I mean, the system is designed in a way that they do not have to learn accounting rules just to do the entries. The system will produce everything for them to facilitate their lives.
Isn't it really interesting, though, the way as well? I mean, you talk about, you know, the way everything's changed, because, you know, Spain used to be the place that, you know, people came to retire. You know, that was it. They were going to, they got the house, and the only sort of advice you'd be giving would be, okay, how can we, no, you can't put it in an offshore company. You can't hide it in Gibraltar, et cetera, et cetera. But now, because of events in the world, we're getting many more people from what we used to call Eastern Europe coming over. We're getting people from all over the world making Spain their base, and not just to retire, but to start their own businesses, to bring up families, to invest in property. And and again, because there's no blanket, there's no central tax advice for the whole world, you have to sort of help them, again, lead them gently by the hand through. I mean, that is in a way that the business has grown. And also, as you said, every day is a new challenge. And that's not just every day is a new challenge, but it really is, because we have we have some laws come in, the Grandes Fortunas comes in, of course, my favorite in the whole world. But you understand what I'm saying.
Absolutely. We have to be efficient in everything, or show that we are efficient. When a lot of people are coming from different countries, they have to face a new language, a new culture, a new way things are done, barriers with the administration. So what we try to do with our clients is try to guide them to navigate properly through this process, and even try to answer the questions that they have not made, because they basically still have not thought about those. And logically, it has to be in a view, in a way, to also avoiding the attacks from politicians, because Spain is a lovely country to live, to do business, to invest, to retire, despite the efforts that the Spanish governments are making against that. But the sooner, as long as you are in the system and you plan, I mean, planning in the beginning, spending that time in planification will pay dividends in the future. If you are set up correctly from day one, you will definitely avoid nasty surprises.
Yeah.
Like not registering the tax office, receiving a bank embargo, nobody knows where it's coming from, I mean, everything requires a process. I mean, if I would have to go to the UK to live there, I would spend a month making sure that I am in the system with all the
people issues. People come to Spain now, and it's more, they're thinking more of Spain as, and this is going to sound, it's more as a European country, whereas before it was like, oh, well, you know, it's correct. Spain, just, yeah. You know, here's a little yeah. bit of enchufe, here's an envelope, you know. Yeah. And now, you know, as many people have found out, it's one thing in the world that is hacienda, yeah. like, boom, you know. So.
And the goal for Spence Clark has always been to help those foreigners who choose Spain to live, not only to help them from the enemy, the tax office, when they come to us, this is what we do.
The enemy?
Try to help them.
That's a bit strong. I mean,
but also we try to help them in any other way, because if you think they're trusting their dreams, if they come to Spain, this is their dream because they want to live next to the beach. The worst they can have is if to have a nasty experience with the tax office. So this is our work, to try to ease their way and to have them with less problems.
So what's the thing? Because we talked about, you know, I mean, you had the opening, you had the 40th anniversary party, which I couldn't make, unfortunately, which looks great fun. But what is the thing that has, what is the best thing about being with Spence Clark? What's the bit that really makes your day, as it were, or makes your why you do what you do?
Well, I think the good about Spence Clark is that we are a mixture, international mixture. Everybody comes from everywhere. For example, the partners from the UK. I was born in Lima. Miguel Angel, well, he's from Marbella. But then we've got at least three from the UK. We've got somebody from Iran. We've got from Bolivia. We've got from Bulgaria, from Slovakia. We've got people from the north of Spain. We've got from Navarra. We've got people from Granada, from Sevilla, from Cadiz.
People we have had in the past from Poland, from France, from Italy, so, from Canada, Australia. Yeah. Everything makes you feel richer.
And this is the staff. So our clients are foreigners as well. So we understand, because the mentality is we have all suffered this. The people like Miguel Angel, who are Spanish, they learn with us, okay? And then they understand. So it's easy for us. And it's really a family, because if you've moved at the end, we all meet in Marbella. This is what keeps us, you know, people who we had our party this Friday, lots of clients, lots of people said, you're like a family, and this is what we are. Because also Miguel Angel and I are not those micromanagers, you know. You don't have to be there every single minute. So if somebody, you know, I want to go early because I have this problem. Yeah. As long as you complete your work, good quality, and the clients are happy, We're not like, no, you stay here. You know, and this is something that came also from Sue and Alistair. That's why I was able to have my daughter, which is trust.
Yeah.
So if you trust your staff, they will come back to you with good work and everything.
It's all about facilitating or procuring a good working environment to conciliate personal with personal life, with working life. We all have issues, we all have problems, but at the end of the day, we want stability. We want staff fully committed to their duties. And personally, and also as a team, we are team players.
Yeah.
We promote staff until they want, until whatever they want to grow. It's more or less some kind of meritocracy, but also we have a policy firm in terms of salary, which is based on productivity, not on simply, this is the convenio, you have to earn this amount of money because this is your job category, this is what you are going to earn every day. If you want to improve, you want to promote, you have space in Spence Clark to do that.
I just say, when you said that, you know, the whole thing, and it sounds like the People's Republic of Spence Clark, and Alistair spitting his coffee across the pot.
Yeah, but what Miguel Angel is true. Both of us started I was, when I started going to the banks and the tax office, yeah. then little by little, we both were managers and we went, and now we're partners. So, and everybody in Spenslach has this opportunity. If they want, they can have that with effort, it would be compensated by us. Yeah.
And doing everything from the bottom until above gives you the perspective on how things work on the street. If you have never been to a bank, if you have never queued at the tax office, if you have never sorted out a problem, if you have never filed a VAT tax declaration,
stood in that queue for days,
you don't know. You cannot know how long it takes. What is the process? What ways you can do it to improve the quality of the work, or to design systems to make things 10 times easier and save time? So everything is a process.
We're going to run out of time because I want to play a record, and especially for you. So,
you haven't asked where I'm going.
Where are you going?
Tomorrow to see The Offspring.
Okay. You see, have you? I hope you've asked for time off from Alex, because you know what Alex is like. Or is he going with you?
Maybe.
That's we should do a Spence Clark outing to Metallica.
Amazing.
Exactly. Listen, guys, you know, we're friends, and Alistair and Sue are friends as well, so it's always a pleasure. If people, and also we haven't even talked about the website, but where's the first place to go to find, where can they go to find you guys?
Telephone 952822943, and web page is three W's and Spence with an E, Clark with an E.com.
Claudia and Miguel Ángel, thank you so much for both coming in today.
Thank you.
With great pleasure. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.